I don't think, I believe you can teach a horse something more than you can a pig.
Really?
Now, can you, I just believe that.
They were talking, he was just really, he said, you know, a pig's very intelligent. It's one of the most put down animals.
Oh, well, Green Acres, how in the world they get that hog to do the, all that?
Is that a hog? It's not Arnold. Arnold?
Yeah, Arnold.
Arnold? Yeah, I must see that.
Make him talk, I don't believe that.
If you want to start horses, you say to them,
get up.
And if you want to get them to go faster, you do what?
Well,
get up, go, get up there. Speak a little harsh to them. They move on a little faster.
You ever cluck to them?
Yeah. Yep. Get up.
That's
right.
Do you know any calls to sheep?
No, I never did have anything.
How do they call goats?
Guess all are, come on, Nanny Goat, or come on, Goaty, Goaty.
Do they say
goatee? I reckon so. I seem like that's what we used to say, and we never had sheep. I don't know, never been around sheep, no way, no way.
I wonder, do they grow sheep around, raise sheep
around? Oh, yeah, there's sheep around here.
Yeah,
I imagine Mr. down here.
Down on 61 South.
Mr. Vid, Mr.
Breeder sheep.
There's Mr. David, wasn't it? 61
South?
He's
dead.
I know it. That's Mr. He died. He was a president of the EPA Electric Association up at Norman. Where did Vital?
But he had.
He's got fine sheep. It's down 61 South, towards New Orleans.
He went to all the sheep shows and they bought his rams and everything from him.
Wasn't his name Vital? Mr. Vital?
He
died suddenly.
Davis, it's been so long.
Oh, down on that farm, 61 South, plenty of sheep. Well, I imagine there's plenty of sheep around. This boy may have sheep, you know. Mm-hmm. Feeding them. I don't know if anybody. You know, we don't go nowhere about.
A lot of folks have some sheep.
We don't go nowhere.
How do you call your chickens when you want to feed those?
I holler. Chick, 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 chicko, 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 chicko.
If you're getting your horses ready for driving, you say, I'm going out to...
Put the harness on, get them hooked up to the buggy, or hooked up to the wagon.
Suppose you're getting ready to plow them.
Put him to the plow. Hook him up to the plow. Get him ready.
Did you ever say gear up?
Yeah, gear up. Yeah, gear up the horses to the wagon. I gear up the horses to the buggy.
Now, that'd be for either one.
Yeah, and sled. If you want to go and haul wood and got a sled, hook him up to the sled. We've done that.
What you hold on to when you're driving a horse?
The reins. That reins.
Would that be to a wagon? Hand.
Yeah, and a buggy.
And suppose you're plowing, you'd be holding the...
Two reins, too.
And suppose you were riding on horseback?
He'd just have a bridle on, but you've got two reins coming up, but you could hold them both in one hand.
All right.
You can hold them in two hands.
Are all these made out of leather?
No, you can make them out of rope. I've seen them made out of rope, too.
Yeah. Plow lines.
Yeah, called the plow lines in the field. These two lines in the field when you plowed, you had a, I don't know how big that rope was, a cotton rope. You had cotton ropes then.
I see. And that was for plowing.
Yeah, for plowing.
Plow lines.
Yeah, called plow lines.
When you're riding a horse, you put your feet
in the stirrups of the saddle.
And the horse on the left, if you're plowing, say, with two horses, you ever call him anything?
And that was on
the off horse, the nigh horse, the near horse,
well,
the lean horse?
Off and near horse, I reckon. The off horse and the near horse. I don't.
Which one is which?
The off is the left.
And the near is the right.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're talking about how far something is from you, you'd say, for example, Mrs. Lee's house over there, you'd say, if I said, how far is it over, you might say, oh, it's just a little...
few steps.
It's down just there.
Just a little...
Piece.
Just a little piece.
Would you ever say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little piece. Yeah. Like you act all the time.
Just a little...